ways the word light is used in a spiritual sense. Now, this was actually part of a sermon that I preached in Genesis when we covered light. Okay, so this is good. I forgot I did this. I went back and discovered it after I'd done all the studying. But let me just write all six down for you, okay? And then I'll just talk briefly about each one. The first one is identification. It's used as identification . It identifies who you are, it marks who you are, or characterizes who you are. The Bible talks about this in the sense of God and also of God's people. 1 John 1:5 says, God is light. And it identifies or characterizes that God is revealed as light, holy and true. Okay? And it goes on to say, and in Him is no darkness at all. Which there's no unholiness, no untruthfulness in God, okay? Jesus said, I am the light of the world, okay? So, and he's saying he is the truth. He is the moral base as well. Both of those go together. He's holy and he's righteous, okay? You can read the others there too. And then of God's people, you are the light of the world. That's you are to be characterized by truth and holiness, right? Doesn't that make sense when you understand light as being truth and holiness? It fits. And by the way, truth does identify what is holy and unholy. So they go hand in hand. 1 Thessalonians 5:5 says, you are all sons of light and sons of the day. Okay, not sons of the darkness. But the terms are used in the Bible that way. Second one is information. The Bible is used very closely related as information, the word light. When you say you shed light on something, you're explaining something, okay? As information, revelation, something God has revealed, or truth again, okay? How about this? This is in Isaiah. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness. They swap what is true for a lie. Okay? We talked about that in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. It reveals to man. Let's see. Let's find another one here, because we have quite a few verses here. How about this? And this is the condemnation. We're going to talk about this next week, but this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world. And men loved darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. Okay? Light reveals. It shows what our actions and our attitudes and our words are, whether they are true or not, whether they are holy or not. So men hate the light because why? They're untruthful and unholy. Okay? Their deeds are evil. Let's see here. Ephesians 5:13, eventually we'll get to that. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light. For whatever makes manifest is light. Makes manifest sounds, it's old words, but it whatever reveals is light. Okay, that's the bottom verse on that sheet there. Whatever reveals light. Light does what? It reveals something. Okay, it shows you what's there. It says if you don't have light, you stumble. Okay? So light reveals what it is. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Why is that important? So I can know where I'm going, so I don't trip. Okay? Number three is it's used in conjunction with salvation. Salvation. Notice in Acts 6:26-18, God talks to Saul, or Paul, if you will. He says he's called and sent. Paul is sent by God to open their eyes in order to turn them from what? To what? It says darkness to light. Okay? again, instead of the darkness comprehending, the idea is you're delivering people from darkness to light, okay? And from the power of Satan to God. Okay, so darkness has to do with being enslaved by Satan as well. That they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me or belief in me. So very strong. Let's see here. The last one in that phrase or that list, 1 Peter 2:9. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, His own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. So salvation is seen in one way as being called out of darkness into light. That's one way to picture salvation. Okay? Now you see, now you know, now you understand what is true and holy because God has given you spiritual eyes, so to speak. Number four, these are all big words, so kids, I'm sorry, but that's why I have explanatory words on the side. Sanctification. Okay? You get the word sanctify, and it means to make holy or to set apart. But light is used in the Bible in a way that tells us we are to walk what in a way that is truthful, walk in a way that is holy, okay? Romans 13:12, the night is far spent, the day is at hand, therefore let us cast off the works of darkness. Notice there are works that accompany darkness, untruthful, unholy, and let us put on the armor of light. Light apparently protects us. The what is true and what is holy is a form of protection. That's Romans 13:12. It's a way to live. Don't live by the works of darkness. Put on the armor of light. Ephesians 5:8 and 9 talks about birth and blessing and behavior there, okay? For you were once darkness, now are you light in the Lord. There's your birth. You were once darkness, now you are light. Okay? There's your birth. And then it says, now, walk as children of light. What would that be? Behavior, right? There's a difference between birth and behavior. It says, you are light, walk as children of light. There's the differentiation, okay? You're born, you're now part, you are light, walk holy and walk truthfully. But if we walk in the light, this is 1 John 1, it should say 7. If you find 1 John 1:17, let me know. You're in the wrong Bible. There's only 10 verses in 1 John 1. But it says, if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. Walking in the light. We haven't explained that, but we can walk by means of the light. Walk according to what is true, walk according to what is holy. Okay, number five. Light is used in relationship to separation. I suppose that's related to sanctification. Holiness is another way to say that. Do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And the answer is it doesn't have any fellowship. What communion has light with darkness? Remember when you turn that flashlight on or turn the light off, the darkness doesn't hang around. It flees. There's no, it doesn't combine. It doesn't share. It's either light or dark. And it says, what communion has light with darkness? You're not to be unequally yoked with unbelievers. You're not to be tied in with unbelievers. Because you don't have any relationship with them in that way, in a wrong yoke relationship. So we are to be separate. Light is talked about in a way of being separate, okay? And the last one here. It's the word proclamation. spelled that correctly. Proclamation. This is tied into the concept of light. Remember we said witnessing, right? Light required witnessing. How about this? Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. There's works of darkness, works of light. That they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. That's Matthew 5:16. So there are actions. Your light involves what you do. It's holy and truthful conduct. And then the last one here is Acts 26:23. That Christ would suffer, that he would be the first to rise from the dead and would proclaim light. You can underline that. Proclaim light to the Jewish people and to the Gentiles. So it's tied in with the evangelism, the proclamation of light. People need to be witnessed to about the light so that they may believe in the light. Okay? So these are six ways light is used in a spiritual sense in the Bible. It's also used in a physical sense, just like the light in the room or whatever. There's light and even energy, as we talked about in the Old Testament. So questions or comments on that? I think that was fast. Well, I'm not done yet. Because on the back of your bulletin is a song that our kids know from FWAP. We wrote this back when we were doing Genesis, and it kind of encompasses at least a lot of it. Having no darkness, God is light. See, they know it. God's light shows us what is right. God's light shows we need the Savior. God's light shows what's good behavior. God's light shows others who we serve. God's light is found in His wonderful Word. Okay. So let's see. Can I have all the FWAP kids come up here? They'll teach it to you at first, and then you can sing it, okay? But it kind of correlates with what we just covered, these 6 points, okay? All right? You ready? They know this real well. In fact, they like it because there's two shouting parts to it. So, we like to shout. So pay close attention. Maybe we'll sing it twice, and then you can help us sing it, okay? You ready? We just sang this week, didn't we? Ready? Lemuel, you ready? Okay. Okay, Lily's ready. Okay, ready? Having no darkness, God is light. God's light shows us what is right. God's light shows we need the Savior. God's light shows what's good behavior. God's light shows others who we serve. God's light is found in His wonderful Word. Okay, did you get that down?